The election has come and passed. We're a week into knowing who our next president of the United States is. As we look at that and we see the how the changes and some of the elections played out in the House and the Senate, let's talk a little bit about the 2018 Farm Bill and maybe some of the things that we're thinking about as it relates to this next administration and getting a Farm Bill completed.
I think the first thing you have to start with is the last time that we've had a Republican Congress and a Republican president was 1954. So this is a long time ago, and so consequently, I think there's a lot of unknowns. That's further by the fact that President-elect Trump does not have a track record in public service, particularly with respect to agriculture, that you can draw on to get some notion. So the point of being a lot of uncertainty around this, but one of the issues that will be really clearly help address the answer to this question is, does the president decide to take an active role in the Farm Bill debate? This varies by administration. Farm bills are largely thought of as congressional actions, but some presidents do become very actively involved, and I think that will be a really key decision. How active does the president choose to be in the debate, and what method he chooses to use? Will he go to the American people? Will he work with leaders of Congress? Will he do some combination of those? In other words, I think the process and the tone the president sets will be a critical factor as we think about what might transpire in the Farm Bill.
When we look at the first time in a very long time having a Republican Congress and White House, how does that potentially impact what happens in those Farm Bill discussions, or does it have an impact?
Oh, it has an impact. There's no question that parties do matter. There's no question personalities matter. There's no question chairmanships matter. So it does matter. The problem is right now trying to understand exactly how it matters, because farm bills, and one of the reasons for that is that farm bills are inherently written at a moment. One of the great strengths of the farm bills is they've evolved over time. They've been able to continue to speak to contemporary events. And so part of what goes into trying to understand a farm bill is what is the current, not just economic environment, but political environment, social environment, what does the body politic want, what does farmers want? And that happens at that point in time. Now, if you were look right now, you would say that there would be an issue of low farm prices, and what we do about that would definitely color this debate. The other thing that makes the debate, you got to be cautious about getting too far ahead, is that the baseline becomes really important in farm bills. It's the rare farm bill where there isn't a budget constraint, where they don't have to think about how do you trade off very good alternatives that people wish to pursue in a budget constrained environment. So, you know, as we it definitely matters, but it's not the only factor. There are other things that we need to consider.